kind of thing, all that natural has been done away with, that you might walk in the spirit. Yeah. You understand? But they don't need me come down there, sitting down there, wasting my time. You understand? And you were running around here, jiving up in the creek. You got a big spoon down here, you understand? You can't put your body up in the spirit. It's that one in the spirit.
That's right.
Not water.
That's right.
We do, don't you? And this, when they were doing all of that, when there was that time, when there was all that sacrifice, as you're doing now, you understand? There was no virtue in it. There was no good then. You understand? Now somebody said, you took it. Wait a minute, you overstepped your bounds there. He said, sacrifices were not. Thou wast not. Then said I, though I come in the body of the book, that it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Isn't that right? He taken away at the first time. Isn't that right? Then that be taken away before I can establish another. You see what I'm talking about? So now he took it away. Now, there you have. You've got it and drag it over here, you understand?
And you had added all your superstitions and ignorance to it. And you practiced.
Yeah.
You carrying on. You know good and well there's no virtue in it.
Right.
You understand? And it got the little field told you. See, we done tried all them things. We done chewed crackers and grape juice, isn't that right? Scattered eyes and lied.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Right.
We done tried all of them. You're not telling us nothing. We done tried it too.
Right.
And we done baptized every kind of way you can be baptized. We said everything that could be said.
Right.
Ain't that right? Someone's been baptized more than one time. You understand?
You heard me, Farley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, now don't you come running over here with your stupidity and trying to tell us something.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Nothing gonna do you no good. It's just like Dr. Littlefield said. You've got to and must have the Holy Spirit in you. That's the only thing gonna save you. Ain't that right? Getting on back here, showing you what you are. Matter is spirit material. Isn't that right? But it's spirit. Spirit is substance. You understand? And substance is something. It is not yet nothing.
Right.
Ain't that right? We did come from something. You understand? We come from spirit. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you this. You understand? We didn't come from no monkeys. You see? And we didn't come from no apes. We didn't come from no gorillas. And we didn't come from no sharks. We talk about evolution now.
Right.
You understand?
Let me tell you this. God is perfect. He made a perfect ape.
He was an ape to start with, and he would be an ape to finish with.
That's
not right. Go through no stage of evolution and development.
All right, Doc.
All right. That's right.
That's right. You see what I mean? When he made a man, he's a perfect man to start out. See, and that's true in vegetation and everything.
That's right.
You understand what I mean? And there isn't to prove that. See, it's seed yielding seed.
Right.
Now, you can't go out there and plant some seeds here, you understand? And there's apple seed, and then you get a flying squirrel or something out there. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, if you want apples, you better plant apple seeds. You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
There's always somebody with these exaggerated hallucinations. They want to be wonderful. They want to be great. They want to be looked up to. They want to be something. You understand? They want to be exalted. Now, Paul said, now, I know how to be exalted, and I know how to be abased. All you have to do is just preach one of these doctrines of the devil, and you're abased.
Yeah.
And if you want to be exalted, you let God do the talking.
Yeah. All right.
And then you shut your business.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You understood that.
How's that?
And Paul, as he passed through Mars here, he looked up in his hand. Now I'm talking about who you are,
yeah.
Where you come from, and what you really are, and its realization. You understand? And we're tired of being deceived by these doctrines of these hypocrites.
Yeah, right.
Ain't that right? Somebody said extrasensory perception. Well, what's the matter with the divine revelation?
Yeah.
That's right.
You see, devil got every kind of play pretty you can think of.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Extra.
Uh-huh.
Sensory perception.
Yeah.
We try to have them all kinds. Cosmic consciousness. Sublimental mind. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
See, I know all you
said. Yeah.
And now they've even went so far as to say that they've dropped down from a planet to New Frankfurt.
Yeah.
That's what Christopher Bennett says. He escaped it, but the planets got so close to the sun, you understand? So some of them went into the sun, and they were just dissolved in the sun, you understand? And he escaped, you understand? In a spaceship to come to Earth. And people fell for all that stuff, that business and that. And they robbed them of the one woman, $35,000. And she holds me responsible for it today.
Right.
So is me about it, because I didn't tell her the difference. Mm-hmm. And when I stood up and told her the difference, you understand, that she thought that Krishna was Christ. You understand? And went around with prints in his hands, tattoos and whatnot, being in his feet, like to sleep exposed and telling them people all that kind of stuff. You understand? See? Nephew done got a whole lot of money out of him. I run him out of Cincinnati. Didn't I, Dr. Okay. Groves? Run him out. Didn't I, Sister Harris? Where are you?
Sister Parker and them run him out of Cincinnati. Then after run him out of Cincinnati, then they jumped on me and said, well, we won't let him rob us of all the money that we robbed us for. Is that right?
Yeah.
Said, well, why didn't you tell us? Well, when they stand up and tell you, you understand, just like we told you about 11 o'clock, sir. And here you come dragging in. See, we say, be still, be quiet. Listen. You see? And you sit there chewing gum, batting your eyes, and looking one or another, you understand? And tapping your feet and all that different kind of thing. You see what I'm talking about? You haven't been here no time, you understand? You're ready to go home. Just as you be sitting down at 6:20, you can't learn nothing like that. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Going somewhere. Going where? See, you want to find out where you're going to from where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the 17th chapter of the back of the apostle there, Paul says, be held as you go, as you pass by. You see what you're devoted to. You're devoted to all your life. Somebody's devoted to giving accomplishments and achievements in life. You understand? They think you get in a red, long automobile or something great like that, make something out of it. And they call that progress. You understand?
Uh-huh.
They think that makes something out of it. You understand? So I said, well, look, my suit. See, they're so anxious to tell you what it costs. You understand? See? Now, they want you to ask. See? This is what you call so-and-so-and-so-and-so. Poppin'. You see? You better watch that poppin' stuff. You know, if he can set fire, you know that? You see? And somebody come along and said, well, this is, what's them real expensive ones? Heart-shaped remarks. See? Shark skin. See, it's expensive. And here's one. I've been wearing one around here for a long time, and I couldn't get no attention. And now they've given me order, don't wear it back down here. It's too big in the legs. It's all about it. 200 cashmere. $250. It was hot when the man picked it up. I had a brown and I had a green. You understand what I'm talking about? I think you had a $35 cheese. And then you spoke. And the old demon giggled, you know. You see what I'm talking about? That's right. see, so what business I got boasting around? You understand? Blowing around, trying to play in court, and going on something or other like that. You see what I'm talking about? Trying to be something. See, nobody is nothing without the spirit in it.
Yeah,
unless you know where you come from and where you're going. Now, let's Paul put in the conclusion. Paul said, now we're the offspring. Should not touch. That's the instinctive love of his offspring. Paul is telling you here in the 17th chapter of Acts of Apostles, when he was passing through Mars Hill up in Greece, that we're all, even that's one of your own portions said, we're the offspring from God. That is, God is spirit, and we sprung off of substance. Ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes,
sir. That's right. That's where we come from. Ain't that right? And for your information, that's where we go back to. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? So therefore, saying the law, ain't that right? Said ye are gods. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
You understand? And we're saints. No, not saints. Is that right? We're sons of God. Behold, John said that, what manner of love is this the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called saints?
No,
sons of God. Because that's what he is. He was a son of God. And God manifested in the flesh. Ain't that right? And that's what we are. You understand? That's what we need. That's what we need. And your physical body doesn't belong to this matter. It's physical and spiritual. You understand? And now listen, just then, something out, something in, something else out. What is it that he's not in? You see, when you're talking about extra-sensory perfection, you see, you don't do nothing without a revelation.
Right.
You understand? Extra stupidity. Extra hallucination. Extra imagination. You understand? And there ain't gonna be nothing doing unless the Spirit of God through you,
okay,
through me, and everybody else. And no flesh has got no right to do no votes in any sight. Ain't that right? And without full consciousness of, none of us know about anything.
That's right.
Ain't that right? Now, I want to say one more thing to you. Can I say just one more thing? Just for a year, I have been standing in this book and been trying to tell you, right down by that chapter, right down there to Dr. Littlefield, since he had told you about the meaning of notes. And that's what Dr. Harris did here the other night.
That's right.
You understand? And here's what you do. You see, you ain't going to come out for something. See, and Mrs. Dr. Harris went into the very ghetto of danger the other night.
Right.
It told you he'd call names.
Name,
place, and location. Ain't that right? And everything else right down by that book. And you sitting up at home.
Right?
I did the same thing Wednesday night in the danger for a year. But this is the first time we told you about it. Step by step. What's going on all over the world? Yes, I did.
Right.
And then somebody went to the meeting up there in Ohio. You understand? They had the nerve and the audacity to say you didn't get nothing out of it.
No, you didn't get nothing out of it. And the reason why you didn't get nothing out of it is because you haven't put nothing in it.
Right.
See? And somebody said that I said that they would be sealed during that meeting up there. You understand? And said that was the reason why some of them, I did not say it that way.
Right.
I said some of you would be sealed before. Right. And I said some of you would be sealed during it.
Right.
Some of you would be sealed after. And then some of you would never be sealed. Yeah, I'm not that stupid that I could think that somebody would put something in you that don't want to be in there.
Right.
You understand? You don't want it. Hear it to it. You see, and then God ain't grabbing nobody up by the hair here punching something down there. You understand? And you'll know, says the scripture, as you go on to know. Seek and search and be diligent and concerned about. Not that way about, you ain't going to get nothing. Now and after a while either. Before and or what not. You understand? With all of this. You understand the seeking to know something about God instead of some man-made philosophy, you understand? They will come to a perfected and a profound knowledge of God. Now that's what we mean by sealing you in your forehead with the knowledge of God. They understand? If you stand out there on Mount Zion, God, stand in the Holy Place, or stand in the city with the Spirit of God And that's the only thing that's going to do you any good. Anytime. You understand? Now, that's what we're talking about. You see, that's what we want you to understand. We want you to know that all these old depraved doctrines that you've been hearing all of your life, you understand? It's no good. And another thing I want to mention to you, too. See, we told you this was 1967. Listen, 1960 was the end of the world.
That's right.
You understand? And we went on to say, now, you're 7 years deep. How do you know that you're not going to be cut off this year? Something else I want to tell you about. You've been walking around swapping and eating, arguing about that fast. Ain't that right? Didn't I tell you back in 1961? Didn't I stand in this auditorium and tell you from February the 4th,
right,
1962, right, there would be all these universal changes in the weather?
Right, right.
But what caused it? Is it caused the planet to end up jumping?
Right.
Didn't I tell you that?
Earthquakes
and dying places. And what would happen? Then the changes in the weather.
Right.
All over the world.
Right.
Earthquakes and dying places. He said, be sure to bring your overcoat.
Oh,
right. It's cold down there. It's cold in New York. Very cold up in New York.
Oh.
I got a call from my house. He said the weather conditions up there was bad. And he said it's been raining ever since he's been up there. Now the next thing I want to tell you about, now you see the weather conditions. It's hot. You understand? It's humid and all this different kind of thing. And I want to inform you right now, it's going to be a hell of a lot hotter than what it has been.
Right.
And I said, yeah, it's going to be hot enough to disintegrate the whole thing.
Right.
That's what we've been trying to tell you about. You understand? And why every second in your stupidity and all, walking around, sweating in the heat. You understand? You feel it. Ain't that right? And you haven't got sense enough to wake up every which way. Ain't that right?
Right.
We told you about what was going to happen in the Far East. We told you what was going to happen in the Middle East.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Right?
And we told you all about those things day by day, week by week,
right,
as they come up. Ain't that right?
Right?
And that's what we've been laboring with here for the past year. To take it step by step.
Yeah.
Ain't that right? Tell you right by the path, right by the path, what's happened everywhere. And we told you about Esco, ain't that right? Levi Esco, ain't that right? You don't even know nothing about the Melchizedek being king and priest. Levi, with the days of priesthood, ain't that right? Esco, the Texans, the Greeks, and all those different kind of things down there in the region
right
of the Dead Sea,
right,
ain't that right?
Right?
You understand what I'm talking about?
Right.
No flat fire was sent across that. They brought back the evening and the morning, didn't say evening and night. for the evening, and was the first day. And then he went off and described what happened on that, and said, and was a conjunct that joined together two complete dots. Ain't that right? Now, moon is up there in the realm of eternity. Ain't that right? Isn't that the foot of the mouth? Ain't that right? Now, he said the evening and the morning. Isn't that right? It was the first day. Right, that ought to be night. That day, ain't that right? You understand? He went on to connect. If you read just, look at it, right straight on that. And now you've got that conjunction. Ain't that right? John in the hall of the guests in each one of those consecutive days. Ain't that right? Evening and the morning was the first day. Ain't that right? Let me jump on over, because I don't have time to go into all of it now. Get that out on the aisle of time.
All right.
That right? And he didn't say the next day. Ain't that right? Heard the voice from heaven as the sound of men and wives. Ain't that right? You understand? And he was there. He was out there right. And he said, no, don't write it down. And he heard the seven thunders of their voice. Said, I was about to write. And he said, don't put it down on time. Why? Because the time is ahead. Ain't that right? So now we went on through the seven things. Dr. Little Kid tried to tell you about the seven. Ain't that right? Tried to tell you about that eight. It brings you on back into the first. Ain't that right? You understand? Yes. Seven means complete. And eight brings you on back into the starting point. That's when the silent number is eight. Ain't that right? Three times three. Three is the operation of the total operation of the Godhead. Three times three is nine. Ain't that right? And it operated in the first age, operated in the second age, which is close, and it's operated in this present age. Ain't that right? And it's in cost, in ten. Ain't that right? Ten, which means complete. That's the time. We've done told you all about them things, but let me get on back over here to the eye of the pattern in this day. And now, John, I tell you on the eye of the pattern, he's out there to witness what Moses and them had seen, and this is what he said. Listen at me. He said, I didn't see no night there, and didn't see no night, so it can't be them, but day and no night. You understand? It can't be no night, and all these men replied to me right now. And then, with the 6 days walk, ain't that right? And you were sitting up, looking and reading the newspaper, seeing these things all the time, coming to pass, together with pain, and a flash of shit, coming with the heat wave, the torrent wave, and all just as fast as the beat. That's the bottom end of the rock. You understand? You didn't bottom the dead sea. You still don't take a hint. You understand? You still can't come out here and sit down and be still. Ain't that right? And try to learn something. Don't you know what's going on? And we've been trying for a whole year, step by step, day by day, what's going on all over the world. And yet, you haven't got sense enough to come in here and come in on time and sit down and be patient. With us or not on the path. Ain't that right? When you see the whole thing comes up and goes, you heard about being silenced in heaven for a half hour. Half hour! Rather
than
being on the phone, they have one hour.
Right.
Ain't that right? And it don't take that long. Let's go to the upset. Right. Lord, for the whole scheme of stand by faith every week. Let's don't drop on down to Bradley. Me as crazy Christian. No. Dr. Henry John the thief. That's time enough. She was gone. Ain't that right? We're trying to tell you the truth. I'm sorry. I'm out of that.
Yahweh or not. And 1 John 1 and 5 says Yahweh is light, and in him there is no darkness. When you look at the ninth verse, it says the true light is that which lights every man that comes into the world. People are mistaken that for the Holy Spirit. You know, when it says every man has the Holy Spirit, they just don't know it. What every man has is that light principle in them, or like you said, Yahweh in them. And the definition I had used was Elohim, or like Elohim, or present but not visible. And we didn't even, I think it's correct, because Dr. Michael was talking about called the power, I don't think it's called the power of latent, the power of within man or something like that, 1958, 1959 transcript. And Dr. Kinley was talking about how that, as the AIM says, law, the unexplained spirit law, so-called law of nature. In other words, we didn't know, how it was taken, so I can say that correctly, but we didn't know that what was keeping our heart beating, our lungs respiring, what was generating us into existence, what was causing the seasons to rotate, and the plants to stop, plants from bumping each other, and all that was the law of the spirit. I just got that universal spirit law, or that light principle, that light of all men. So, not the Holy Spirit, you're right, being in everybody, but Yahweh, the light principle. Hope I didn't confuse anybody, but so I just wanted to make to get clarification myself, if that's right.
That is going to conclude this evening's session. And I'd like to say something about these question and answer periods that we have. We're the only organization that I know of that does allow people to put questions to the ministry, not only at this special Dean's meeting, but also in our regular classes down there. And we ask that you be honest and upfront when you ask your question. If you have a two or three-fold question, we don't want you to ask your one question and then back it up with another question. In other words, come forward with the question that you have, not a multiplicity of questions. We have a whole lot of people here, and we know quite a few people have questions, and we do want to hear from those of you who do have these questions. So don't just try and run the gamut as far as running a whole bunch of questions. I cannot retain all the questions one person asked myself to pass on to whoever asked the question. So if you have one or two questions, just remain to the point, ask that, and we will see that you get a response. And we ask your indulgence in that. Thank you very much.
During the dismissal of our Board of Trustees, we are asking for the body to remain seated. Please bear with us. We're just trying to do our job. At this time, our international board and trustee members may leave at this time. And I do have one more announcement to make. Someone has lost a pair of glasses. They're on the table in the back of the room. We know that it's been good for us to have been here this evening, and we do hope that everyone has been edified so far. Let us all stand for the doxology. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise Elohim, our Savior, through Yahshua the Messiah, our Sovereign, belong glory and majesty, dominion and power, both before all time, now and ever. Let us all say,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.